Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Well, welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Barbara Welkman back on the show. Barbara is we've already had her 20th anniversary, and we'll soon have her 21st anniversary as an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is a tax attorney by education and trade. She's an author extraordinaire on all things important to small business taxes. She's the author of the J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes book, 2019. That's the brand new one that's just out right now. Also, the 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks, 2019. That's two different books. And, of course, her Smooth Failing book continues to impress. And she's our good friend, Barbara Whitman. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks so much.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Barbara, a lot of stuff going on right now. Coming up on some important delivery dates to the government, aren't we, as small business owners?
You bet. The end of the month, the 31st, which is just days away, is the time that you must furnish employees with their W-2s. If you have independent contractors who've earned at least $600 from you in 2018, to give them their 1099 MIS, and to transmit these forms, the copy of these forms. The W-2s go to the Social Security Administration, and the 1099s go to the IRS. And it's not easy to get any kind of...
A lot of people don't know that, right? I'm not sure I knew that. So, I mean, I guess I didn't know W-2s go to Social Security. I mean, I know Social Security keeps up with that, but why wouldn't the IRS get the W-2s?
It's kind of weird because you're using an IRS form, but you're sending it to Social Security Administration.
Right. That's
and
interesting.
You have to transmit it. Oh, you can't. The best way to do it is electronically, so you register with Social Security and do it that way. And
but I promise you, if you don't send in a W-2 to Social Security, the IRS will be the ones to contact you.
That's right, and penalize you for being late.
Yeah, so, you can't. You won't be able to say, "Oh, wait a minute, you're not the Social Security." You can't do that, folks. The IRS will find you. All right, go ahead.
So that's really it. You know, in the past, you could easily get an extension, but now you can only get a 30-day extension if you ask for it, and it has to be unusual circumstances, like your building burned down or something. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you miss the Thursday deadline, you can be subject to penalty. So if you're going to be late, work as fast as you can to minimize the delay.
Right. And the way we prevent being late is we farm that out. We let somebody who knows what they're doing take care of that for us.
Well, I think more and more small businesses are realizing that you do need to outsource these kinds of things that are where you are not the expert, and it just pays to have somebody else do it. The cost of having somebody do it for you is a lot less than the penalties you'd pay for doing it wrong.
I decided a long time ago, and I'm even when my business was really having a tough time, when years and years ago, when I was getting this thing out of the ground I didn't know what was going to happen. I still had somebody else do this. I said to myself, I'll pick up aluminum cans on the side of the road and eat bologna before I'll take that away from my CPA. I mean, I was going to pay for that task.
Well, exactly. Well, I'm a tax person, and yet I still use payroll service because the experts do what they do.
Well, and I'll tell you something. I've gotten upside down with the IRS before. And that's part of my badge of honor in a way. It wasn't fun then, but my point is, if you ever get upside down with the IRS, you'll do whatever you have to do to not get that, let that happen again.
Well, the other thing is that the business owners should be focusing on what they what they're in business to do.
That's exactly right.
And they're not in business to do paperwork for the government.
So let's review January quickly. Let's review January's responsibilities.
Okay, so January 31st, you do want to give your employees their W-2s, give your independent contractors their 1099s, give the Social Security Administration the transmittal with copies of the W-2s, and give the IRS the transmittal for the 1099s.
And over $600 a year in payment qualifies as...
$600 or more makes you,
if they're a contractor, you got to give them a 1099.
Precisely.
Otherwise, you're in trouble, right, if you don't?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hold on to that thought. Right back with Barbara Weltman. We're going to talk about what you need there, what you can probably expect from filing the first tax return on the new tax bill. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.